This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're tuned in this Saturday afternoon. Judy Beatty is our first guest today. Hi, Judy.
Hi there.
Oh, my goodness. Judy is a part of a very unique dancing troupe here in the Indianapolis area called the Time Steppers. Judy.
That's right.
What are the Time Steppers?
Well, the Time Steppers originated about 25 years ago. And although we have different groups over the years, it's through OASIS, meaning that all our dancers are between 50 years or older. Our current group of 16 is between 60 and 82 years.
How about that? So who formed this group? I mean, 25 years ago, somebody just got the idea, hey, you know, it'd be fun to keep dancing well into our 80s.
I believe that it was a tap class was originally offered, and then the idea of a performing group came from that through the OASIS program.
Well, we love the good folks at OASIS. They do so many good things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've talked about them before on this show, actually. So back to the Time Steppers. Are you a part of the group, Judy?
Yes, I've been a member for 10 years.
What?
Tapping away. I studied dance as a child and a teenager, and then I let it go by the way for a long time.
Well, you get busy in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. You get busy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we have a number of shows that we do during the year, about 26 last year. The performances are often at the senior living centers, assisted living, rehabilitation centers.
Oh, isn't that a good idea?
And also, our big moment is that we perform at the Indiana State Fair.
I've seen you there before.
Which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that it has several benefits being a part of the Time Steppers. One, we're helping to entertain people who don't get out as often as they used to and can hear the music and see us tap away. Two, it's good for us because we get some exercise, both physical and mental, trying to remember
sure.
the steps mm-hmm. and the order they come in.
Okay, so you're taking the entertainment to the people who can't get out to see the entertainment like they used to be able to. I think that's a wonderful service you're providing.
Right.
But
we
they
have
really
a show,
appreciate it.
Yes, we have a show that ranges from 45 minutes to 1 hour.
Wow.
That usually includes 8 to 10 dance routines.
Mm.
The item that sets us apart a little bit is that we have have costumes for each dance that we put on over a basic black leotard.
Okay.
Pants combo.
Can I help?
And so it's not only colorful, but then the music we use is music that was often very popular over the last 40 years. So people sing along, they tap their feet, they enjoy the music as we dance.
That sounds fantastic. So why dancing? Why not something else?
I think that people who have had a love of dancing just or maybe studied as a child, as I did, or teenager, and just have not used it, enjoy getting back into it. We do have some brand new dancers who've started. One of our members started when she was 57. She went and took some tap dance lessons, and that led to her joining our group. So you can start at any time in life, and it's a fun, there are many fun volunteer and physical activities that you can find, but this group has found this and we've enjoyed doing it.
Sounds like it's one of your passions for sure.
And we always are looking for new members.
Ooh.
Too. We I'd be happy to give you our leader's, so to speak, name and phone number if people are interested and would like more information.
Well, sure, and we'll put it on social media also. What's I'm guessing it's a her. What's
Carol,
her name?
Carol, Carol.
Mm-hmm. That's
Snyder.
All we need. Carol, and what's her number?
765. 952-3889.
Okay. I'll put that up on social media. Of course, we are Lifestyle Indy. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. We've got a magazine out, a TV show. It's the whole shebang. We're talking to Judy Beatty with Oasis and the Time Steppers. And we were talking about how this is one of your passions and kind of how it got started 25 years ago. And do you inspire each other, this group of 60 to 83-year-olds?
Well, absolutely. I think the camaraderie in the group has been great. It's obviously not a really large group, being 16 strong. We have 15 women and one man, a brave soul.
Yeah, he is.
But we work 2 days a week in class, 4:30 to 6, Monday and Wednesday.
Mm.
And so it does take quite a bit of practice to be able to polish the numbers that we do and perform them in these different places that we go for shows.
Who is your core? Yeah, go ahead.
So we practice and inspire each other in class. Not everyone can go to every show, and so if anyone listening is interested, the shows are optional, but obviously we hope new members can participate in the shows as well as the dance classes.
Well, and you mentioned you did 26 or so, so there's lots of opportunities. Even if you can't go to all of them, maybe you could make it to some of them.
Well, we have some people still working,
right?
And, you know, so they have to schedule around that,
mm-hmm.
or other conflicts.
So, Judy, who is your choreographer? Who decides what steps, what songs, that kind of thing?
We have two, Carol Snyder, whom I just mentioned, and Libby Gibson, who are our choreographers.
Okay, and I imagine they have plenty of experience doing that.
Yes, they have. Carol owned a dance studio in Pendleton for a number of years.
Oh, nice.
And Libby has taught and been involved in dance for many years as well.
Very cool. You mentioned you have several costume changes, which I think that's brilliant. Probably get you in the mood for whatever the song is. Who do you make your costumes? Because they're probably sort of a uniform, I'm thinking.
Right. Well, it's interesting. Several people search catalogs.
Ah.
They
Amazon.
Usually we have a couple of seamstresses who are able to sew glitter on lapels of jackets. We just assemble, we get an idea and assemble items as we find them, sometimes at the dollar store, sometimes online, you know, wherever the costume ideas can be implemented.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, I'm curious to see you guys. I want to see all these costume changes.
Anytime.
You inspire each other. So how did you meet? Do you kind of meet one by one as new people come to the group? Were some of you a little pack of yayas and then you decided you'd do this? Or how did you guys actually meet?
No, not at all. And I say that because the group really represents all areas of metropolitan Indianapolis.
Huh.
We have south, east, west, north. And I know when I first went, I really didn't know anyone in the class.
Okay.
I had just heard about it, seen it through the Oasis catalog at that time, and
mm-hmm.
signed up.
Neat.
I believe that's the way many of the people started.
Mm-hmm.
They had an interest and thought they'd give it a try.
Yeah.
And like me, stick with it for a long time.
Yeah, kind of like a blind date. You go and you're like, oh, I think I like this. I'm going to stick around.
Get along. I guess it's show business gets in your blood. So,
So would you say that, you know, back when you used to dance when you were younger, you kind of got bit by that show business bug?
I'm sure I did. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and was very involved in dance through my teen years.
Okay.
And I had the bug then. And so now this is sort of fulfillment of that.
Well, you know what? Now I've got to ask you what high school you went to, because I grew up in Nashville as well.
Hillsboro High School.
No, shut the front door. I went to Hillwood.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That was after I was there, but in the same general area.
Okay. Yeah, those two were rivals. I remember Hillsborough used to say to us, Hill would if they could. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're a rival. But we're welcoming you to our show, Lifestyle Indy, because we are friends and Hoosiers now. So
absolutely. I've been here longer than I lived in Tennessee.
Okay. Sadly, me too. All right. So we're talking about the Time Steppers. This is a tap group that Oasis kind of, I would say, sponsors. That's how you guys all met. You do a bunch of shows.
Valentine's. In the summer, sometimes around the 4th of July, those holidays do trigger additional interest. We have some patriotic numbers that we do. If it's Memorial Day time or 4th of July time.
Veterans Day, that kind of thing.
And we do have Christmas numbers that we include in our shows at Christmas. So
love
we
it.
Try to have a season touch to our show at those times.
Do you guys ever get injured?
Fortunately, this sport, if you or hobby, or is not very likely that you will sustain an injury. We have some people with... Since we're the age we are, sometimes you have sore knees or hips, but for the most part, no injuries.
Okay. Well, I was just double checking because, you know, you get doing some of those line things and, you know.
Our greatest concern always is every place we go, we check out the floors to see how slick they are.
Oh, my. Well, how do you do that? You just kind of give it the tap dance test?
You put your tap shoes on and see if you slide too much when you kind of move on the floor. And if we slide too much, we get electrical tape and put it on the bottom of our shoes to keep us from sliding as much.
That is fascinating. Who knew? Oh, my goodness gracious. I have learned a lot today. And wow, Judy. Judy Beatty is our guest. Time Steppers is the name of her group under the Oasis umbrella, which they do so many wonderful things for people over 50, and there are a lot of benefits to what you're doing. And would you highly recommend this activity?
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it a lot, and I think it's helping me and hopefully also, which I like, helping other people the day we do the show at the place they're living now. So it has several benefits.
It sounds like it. And you sound like you just really enjoy it. So,
yes, I do.
Okay. Well, Judy Beatty's been our guest today. We thank you so much for that information. And we'll look forward to, is there a place we can go to see where your calendar is? Can the public go to your shows?
We did not have it posted.
Okay.
Except at the Indiana State Fair, the programs always tell when
Excellent.
We're dancing.
Yep.
Which are usually on Tuesdays or Saturdays.
Okay, I've seen you guys out there. It's fun. A lot of fun. I can tell that you guys are having a good time, too. So,
but if someone would be really interested in seeing what we do, if they think they might like to join us,
yes,
but want to see what it is first, if they would call Carol, as I indicated, we could give them the address of a show that was a convenient time for them to attend.
Very good. I love that. Carol's number is 765-552-3889. Judy, we thank you for being on Lifestyle Indy today.
Certainly. My pleasure.
And we will be right back. In fact, we're going to talk about smart home technology and new communities with Westport Homes. Stand by. This is Freedom 95.
You're listening to Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Mary Pat's here too.
Good afternoon.
And we're glad you're listening to today's show. We're going to continue the show by talking about Westport Homes. We've done it before, but we always pick a different topic so that you learn all about them. They're one of our show sponsors, and,
yes.
and they're great partners. We love them. Their homes are gorgeous, beautiful. If you've seen Lifestyle Indy TV, we do, you see their homes featured.
Yep.
Paul and I are sitting there enjoying ourselves. And Raina Fay is with us. She is a new home consultant with Westport Homes. Hi, Raina.
Hello. How are you?
Good. We're so happy that you're joining
Great.
Us today.
Thank you.
Yes, and we want to talk today. We'll get to some of your newer communities in a moment. But before we get to that, because I always like to know, you know, where the hot places are, and some of your locations sell out too. So we'll get updated on that. We're going to talk about smart home technology. Oh, and some other included features with the Westport home. So we did a TV segment, I want to say a season or two ago, with some of the smart home technology. It was fascinating because in my home, I have no smart technology because there's nobody smart in my house to operate the technology. No, you can get on YouTube and figure anything out.
Our kids have grown up and moved on.
Right, there you go. But it's kind of cool what they have. So talk to us about what Westport Homes features.
Yeah, absolutely. So recently, we have been acquired by D.R. Horton, and D.R. Horton is known for being cutting edge and using all of the newest technologies. And so what we have done more recently, in fact, just this week, there are new included features in all of our homes. So now there's just a whole list of things, and one of the most exciting things is the smart home technology.
Neat.
So now there's going to be an app. So you would have an alarm.com app, and you'd be able to control your temperature in your home, the locks in your home. You'll have a doorbell that is a video ring doorbell.
Talk to someone. Yes.
It comes to your door. It's just really exciting. There's going to be an Alexa and an Echo and a Dot. So every home will be equipped with that as well. It's just going to be really exciting and really great to see all of these technologies built into the home and just be a standard included feature.
It's amazing to me what they have apps for and what can operate from a smartphone. Just about anything. It's cool.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to see, all of the technology and how you can incorporate this and how you can run your home. And it's really great, too, for people who may be out of town. You can be completely around the world and adjust the temperature in your home.
Isn't that something else?
You know, turn lights on and off, answer your doorbell.
Let's talk about that Ring doorbell. I want one of those real bad. I think they're cool, and they're not that expensive. So I know, you talk about the smart technology being included. It can't possibly be that much more. The Ring doorbell is cool, especially around the holidays or anytime you might have a package delivered kind of a thing, anytime anybody's on your front porch. Explain the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, so it's what this is a Sky Bell is the name of this type of Ring bell.
Okay.
And it is a smart video doorbell. It'll enable you to see, hear, and speak to your visitors at your door. Whether you're home or on the go, you can just stay up to date with the traffic at your front door.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You talked about just changing temperatures. No longer do you have to go over to the thing on the wall to see what's going on. Am I at 68 like I'm supposed to be in the winter? Nope, I'm cold. Put it at 72 or whatever. You can do it right on your phone.
You can do it right on your phone, and you can prep your home. So if you've been on vacation and you want to set it at a lower temperature while you're gone, you can have it warming up or cooling down according to your arrival time, so you can make your home even more energy efficient.
Love that. Talk to me about how the locks work, though.
The locks? Okay, so that's really cool, too. So, again, with this alarm.com app that would be on your phone, you can be, anywhere in the world, and, if you have someone coming to do some work on your home and you need to let them in, you can just click a button on your phone and unlock the door, lets them in, lets them do their work, and then you can lock it when they leave.
Oh my goodness. So
that's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. And
very neat.
Yeah, it really is. That would come in handy too from maybe a teenager who got locked out of the house, right?
Oh yeah.
Call mom. Mom gets on her phone, goes to the app, and there you go. Let you right in. Oh, that happens. Okay, so the smart technology we're talking about, the Alexa and the Echo Dot. People have preferences. The Echo Dot is more of a Google thing. Alexa is more of is that the Amazon one?
It's actually Amazon Echo and Echo Dot. Sorry if I misspoke.
I got it mixed up. No.
It does connect with the Alexa voice service, though.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. So you could have a smart house. And do you have staff there when somebody, you're a new home consultant? Do you kind of walk them through how everything works? Is it like when you get a new car or something, they kind of tell you what the features are? And so you don't go into this blind, correct?
No, not at all. We definitely hold your hand through it. We do have a new home orientation meeting that we hold with all of our new homeowners.
Nice.
Whether you buy a quick move-in ready home or you build the home from ground up, we'll come and the superintendent and other staff will be there to show you how to operate your home from top to bottom, including the smart features.
Love that. All righty. Smart home technology in all the Westport homes. Are we going to continue to call you guys Westport Homes?
Or, yes.
Even though it's a D.R. Horton company? Yes? Okay.
You said it perfectly. Okay. We are Westport Homes, a D.R. Horton company.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Exactly. Yep.
So the quality will not change?
No. No. In fact, yeah. It's just improving. Love and we are keeping our branding and our, it's what I'm told for now.
Yeah. So, sure. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the communities, because I understand, okay, you know, location. And we all are passionate about where we like to live. Some, you know, the communities we grew up in or relatives grew up in. There's a new community over at Grandview Park, west of Holiday Park. Tell me more.
Oh, I know. So exciting, because there really is very limited new construction in Washington Township, mm-hmm. really in Marion County at all. Mm-hmm. And we've seen in our other communities that we've opened in Marion County, they sold out as fast as we could.
Yeah, build
as fast
them.
As we could make
Literally.
Home sites available, they were sold out.
Bam.
Yeah, it was incredible. And so we're expecting that same kind of interest and demand for this community. And it is... just what beautiful, very mature,
it's a gorgeous area.
Trees and gorgeous area, you know, and so close to so many
shopping,
great
dining,
shops and
parks.
Yeah, everything. Absolutely. It's actually a former horse stable.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep.
In fact, I actually rode horses there when I was younger.
That's
hilarious.
Grandview
Stables. Yep.
What was it called? What was the stables called?
Grandview Stables.
Oh, so you sort of kept the name. I like that.
We did
Grandview
keep
Park.
The name. Yeah, That's they tend neat. To try to do that to honor whatever was there before. So, Grandview Park is the name of the community.
I love that. Okay, so that's roughly 64th and, well, if you know where Holiday Park is, it's close to that, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of near 64th and Grandview. Actually.
Okay, well, that makes good sense.
Yeah,
in Washington Township, and they have great schools, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent schools, and as I'm informed at this point, it is going to be our lifestyle series, which is our low maintenance home.
Mm.
Yeah.
So people like us, Mary Beth.
Yeah, we like low maintenance.
We don't want that maintenance. Okay, so you have a place called now, and you've gone in other counties. You have other places. Bargersville is one of your locations now. Highland Knoll is what it's called.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yes, it is Highland Knoll in Bargersville.
Okay, and that's a Center Grove school area. So, because a lot of people
it
are
is.
Thinking about the schools.
That
maybe
is Center Grove?
Surprisingly,
it
yes.
It is Center Grove.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Surprisingly. Not all of Bargersville. Some of it, I think, goes into Shelby County. But anyway, but this particular Westport home living area is Center Grove School. So that's pretty far south.
It
if
is.
You like
it's
south
very
side.
Demand area. Mm-hmm. And again, people are just loving that we are going to be coming into this area. It's been a very popular area for new growth as people kind of push out a little bit from the city and want to have a little bit, you know.
Some space.
More of a,
That's Johnson County, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greenwood's growing like a weed down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been one of our hot spots as well. And I'm in Franklin Township.
Oh, so you're at the Franklin.
We're seeing a lot of. We're seeing a lot of growth there, and I'm assigned to Birchwood Park, Overlook.
Now, where's that one?
Yeah, that one is at Shelbyville Road and Five Points.
Shelbyville. Oh, you're pretty far south, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Franklin, if you think about the townships and the schools, it's easier to picture kind of the location.
Yeah.
So Franklin Township, sort of southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's where we'll find Raina. Raina, last name Faye. You can ask for her if you'd like.
That
if
would be
you're
awesome.
Over at, in the Birchwood area of Westport Homes. Very cool. Yeah. So we've talked.
Our model currently is at Village of New Bethel. So if you go to Birchwood, you're not going to see much there right now.
Okay.
The homes are being under the model is under construction right now.
Oh,
brand
spanking new.
It's brand spanking new. Yep.
But the Village of New Bethel, where's that located? Where you are, if you
that
if somebody.
Is Franklin Road and Thompson Road.
Oh, yeah, okay. So still southeast and still Franklin Township.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
yep.
I know that
way.
Are area.
They lifestyle communities too? Or
we do. We have lifestyle and single family there.
Ooh, mixed in.
At which one? At both of them? Or
at the Village at New Bethel and at?
Well, they will be, I guess.
At Birchwood?
Okay.
Yeah, so we have the lifestyle paired patio homes at New Bethel and single family homes. Both of those are just very hot products.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Birchwood, we actually have villa homes, which are freestanding ranch, they are not going to be low maintenance, but they're just a smaller home, so you would have lower maintenance. I know there are several companies that are kind of bidding for exposure to help those people with their maintenance.
It's always nice to pay somebody else to do the work, right?
It certainly is, yeah.
Well, especially when you get older. I just paid somebody to help me with my yard.
Yeah,
absolutely. But those smaller home sites are going to are kind of geared to more people who don't really like to do a lot of yard work. So we have that side.
That
and
could be young people, too.
It could be.
Yeah.
It really could be.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We were talking with Raina Faye. She is with Westport Homes. The website is Westport, do you say, -home.com?
Exactly.
Is that a dash sign? Okay, cool. They are gorgeous people. They are gorgeous. Even if you're one of those people, my mom likes to go just look at model homes just for fun, to get decorating ideas, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're gorgeous. You will get decorating ideas. And with a new home consultant like Raina Faye, you can ask any questions you want and make sure you find the community that's just right for you and the model home that's just right for you.
Would it be okay to give my phone number?
Please do.
Okay, you can reach me at 317-797-6950. Just call Raina Faye today.
317-797-6950. Ask for Raina. Miss Raina,
love to help.
Thank you for your time. Very well spoken. We learned a lot and we appreciate your.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mary Pat. All righty. We will maybe talk. Can we have you back?
Oh, absolutely.
Down the road? Okay, great.
It was so fun. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Raina Faye, a new home consultant with Westport Homes, westport-home.com. Raina's number, 797-6950. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back next Saturday, 4:30, right here on Freedom 95.